proposals to clamp down on investment funds block buying new housing developments will go to Cabinet tomorrow. This follows more than 2 weeks of political pressure after news broke that an entire estate in Maynooth had been brought up by such a fund. Yesterday's Business Post reported that more than €225 million of government funding earmarked for boosting housing supply was ultimately used by funds to buy up houses and apartments. Well, there's been plenty of criticism of the government's plan to tackle the issue of housing. So how would opposition parties tackle the crisis if they were in charge? Tommy Meskell of our political staff has been finding out.
There's corporations coming in, hoovering up houses off people that can't afford to live in the city, work in the city, trade in the city, can't do anything.
Just no coherent strategy from any of the parties, I believe, and how they're going to fix it. And I think the opposition, when they speak, they're oversimplifying it just for sound bites instead of actually coming together with proper solutions.
If an opposition government came in, I wouldn't know that they would exactly change things straight away. I think it would be longer term we need to do.
Ireland's housing crisis has shaped the lives of many over the years, and there's been no end to the political punches.
Not alone do you not have a plan of your own, Taoiseach, you also will reject the plans of others.
And your policies are shallow. There's an absence of substance behind them. You're more about rhetoric and sloganeering.
So how would opposition parties tackle the crisis if they found themselves in government?
My name is Owen O'Brien and I'm Sinn Féin's spokesperson on housing. We would double direct capital investment in the delivery of social and affordable homes by local authorities, approved housing bodies and community housing trusts. That would allow us to deliver on average 20,000 social and genuinely affordable homes every year for 5 years of government.
Under the government's plan, 9,500 new social homes will be completed this year. Overall, roughly 15 to 20,000 new homes will be delivered in 2021, fewer than hoped for due to COVID. Ireland needs about 33,000 new homes a year. Rent pressure zones are in place intended to prevent rents in certain areas increasing by more than 4% per year. But Sinn Féin want a complete ban on increases.
We would ban rent increases for 3 years. We would give renters real security of tenure, while of course building large volumes of genuine affordable rental accommodation.
Who's building those? Is it the private builder?
So look, all homes are built by private building contractors. That's the case today, and that would be the case under Sinn Féin's proposals. But what we want is the role of local authorities as the developer of public housing. And when I say public housing, I'm not just talking about social housing.
This government has pledged €3 billion on housing this year. What would your housing budget be?
If I was the Minister for Housing today, we would be spending everything the government is spending and an additional €1.4 billion. But the big difference is not just the amount, it's what you do with the money. And what we want is more money directly spent on the building of homes.
Government will spend €3.1 billion on housing this year. Approximately €2 billion is on capital expenditure and around €1 billion on current expenditure, which includes the likes of the housing assistance payment to help people afford their rents.
Senator Rebecca Moynihan, the Labour Party spokesperson on housing.
The Labour Party say Ireland needs more secure tenancies.
I think if we still have so many people in the private rented sector as they are getting older, I think it's a ticking time bomb. So things like long leases, affordable rental. You can achieve affordable rental by people who are on higher incomes cross-subsidising, it being tied to about 30% of people's incomes. And also that the loan term is over a longer time and you link that in and you create a more secure and stable rental sector.
This month, government published their affordable housing bill. It includes several measures to tackle the crisis, including a requirement for 10% social homes and 10% affordable homes in new developments, a cost rental scheme and a new shared equity scheme, and plans to deliver 6,000 affordable homes on state lands within 4 years. Opposition have criticised many aspects of the bill. Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit outlines how he would tackle the crisis.
The state has to intervene very heavily and directly provide public and affordable housing at a price that ordinary workers can afford. I don't think the market is capable of doing that at the moment.
Would you be using private builders, though?
Oh, I think undoubtedly, although actually we think we need a state construction company. We need to marshal the building capacity that currently exists in order to build directly.
All opposition parties have their own ideas on how to tackle investment funds. Governments will soon unveil their own plans. Kino Callaghan of the Social Democrats believes the market is too reliant on them.
They're getting this kind of dominant role where they're able to outbid everyone else, so that needs to end. And we have an issue where they're, you know, in effect being guaranteed by the state, who are signing up long-term leases with them. There's, you know, some instances where the state is actually funding the construction of homes, which are then being sold onto an investment fund, which are then being, you know, rented out for the next 50 years. So we should be using state resources in a much more focused way to deliver affordable homes and social homes.
And that was Kian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, ending that report from Tommy Mescal.